Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Bach, the priests, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with a cheerful note, with music from none other than Mozart, music for horn and orchestra. Now, his horn concertos are really quite challenging, and they were written for his friend Joseph, who he had known since childhood. Now, Joseph Letgeb must have been a very skilled player, since the works are extremely difficult regarding the trills, the hand-stopping and rapid tonguing, all very difficult on the natural horn. But that does not seem to daunt our next ensemble, celebrated Canadian artist Tafla Music. The ensemble literally translates to table music and was founded about 45 years ago. They have to date, well, I don't even have the numbers right, but recorded over 78 CDs, DVDs, and won multiple Juno Awards and toured the planet. We're going to feature horn player Ab Koster today, and here they are with music by Mozart from his horn concerto in E-flat.
Thank you. Thank you.
A little cheeky in the ending there, but some phenomenal horn playing. That was Ab Koster on horn, joined by the members of the Canadian Ensemble Tafel Music, and that was the opening from Mozart's Concerto in E-flat. And this next selection comes from a brilliant CD, music by Edvard Grieg. Now, this is performed by pianist Emil Gilels. Now, he discovered these works a little later in his life, but he says of the miniatures that, and I quote, "they are not merely simple childlike pictures." He goes on to say that they open up a world of great intimacy and feeling. There are actually 66 lyric pieces in total that were written between 1867 and 1921. Pretty prolific. And for this recording, Gilels actually chose the ones that he thought had the most bearing on Grieg's life. They are very beautiful in their simplicity. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Emil Gilles, and music by Edvard Grieg that comes from his lyric pieces, a really phenomenal CD. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And here it is, the awaited oboe music time. Today, music by William Bolcom. Now, he was born in Seattle, Washington, back in 1938, and his illustrious career includes receiving the Pulitzer Prize, the National Medal of Arts, 2 Grammy Awards, the Detroit Music Award, and also was named the Composer of the Year by Musical America. Quite a bit of an accomplishment there. Bolcom also found the time to help out other oboists and to teach composition at the University of Michigan back in the day from 1973 to 2008. Now we're going to hear his composition, Spring Concertino, which was actually written for the oboist Harry Sargas, who was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982. Here is a Spring Concertina with Harry Sargas and the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta. Thank you. Some amazing oboe playing there. That was the Magistry and Magic of Harry Sarkis, joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta, with Carl Sinclair conducting. And that was the Spring Concertino, good timing, for oboe and orchestra by William Bolcom. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it may sound a little passé, but it's still going on the TV all the time, and people are still reading the books. I'm talking about The 50 Shades of Grey. Now, this comes from a disc that the author said was inspiration while she was writing the novel. Now, there are a lot of great selections on this disc, but this selection is particularly stunning. A 16th century motet for 40 separate voices by Thomas Tallis. Can't beat that. Here are the members of the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips and Spem in Allium.
Thank you.
All I can say is the studio is on fire after that amazing performance. That was the Town Scholars, and they were directed by Peter Phillips and Spem in Allium. More genius to come, though. Genius is definitely an understatement when it comes to this next artist. A lot of blinding talent combined with boldness and impeccable perfection results in the legacy of what would be the world of Glenn Gould. Now, some of these moments and moments were captured in the groundbreaking film that was called 32 Short Films About Glenn Gould, which marks the life of Glenn Gould from the age of 4 until his untimely death at the age of 15. It is structured along the lines of Bach's Brandenburg Concertos. Each of the 32 vignettes in the movie represents a variation on the theme of Glenn Gould, depicting the many aspects of his life, from humorous, nature lover, recluse, and of course, a phenomenal musician. The end result is a great movie and music performed by a master.
Thank you.
You know, I'd just like to stop the show at that point. That was totally amazing. The unmistakable sounds of the very talented Glenn Gould. And that was Bach's prelude from the English Suite number 5. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to a little more choral music. And this is featuring the Priests. Now, they're a classical music group made up of 3 Roman Catholic priests from Northern Ireland. I guess they got together back in the 70s as students in college. And eventually they got a singing deal and went to Ireland and Rome. And they actually had the unusual honor of being allowed to record in St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican. Wow. They are quite amazing and very entertaining. We're going to hear some selections from their album. Here is How Great Thou Art and Te Deum.
Sings my soul. terum.
Fude victo magis aculeo, appellulisti credenti pos regna celorum. Tu partex terram Dei, sedes in gloria partis,
two selections from the Disharmony, and that features the priests. It's Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I do believe we have time for one more selection, and I just always am inspired by this group. It's the Kronos Quartet. They seem to always come up with a different way to play music to bring it to everybody. And this comes from their disc, Pieces of Africa. And it was actually written as a tribute to his mother. He writes, "My aim was to portray the life of my mother who passed away. I wrote this piece in three parts. The first, perhaps, my life with my other on earth. The second part is sad, portraying her death. And the third movement is happy again, portraying that my mother is well, cares for and looks after me and all her children still on earth. And she now lives her new life in the world of spirits in heaven." Beautiful words. And now we're going to hear a performance by the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
What an excellent way to end a program. The Kronos Quartet and selections from their CD Pieces of Africa. And thank you very much for listening. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret.